There's something missing in your life and you can't describe it. And your paycheck is not filling that void. On today's episode, I'm going to help you describe the indescribable. I'm going to help you describe what it is that's missing. And I'm going to show you how to fill that void and how to do that with joy, with intention, and so that void is permanently filled and you feel 100% whole again. Stay tuned. Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello, People Stack family. Do you feel like there's something missing in your life? Are you a technical leader or you strongly desire to be one? And things are okay. Things are just fine, thank you. And you know they can be better and there's something missing and you can't quite describe what that something is. And you may be making good money. You may be making great money. You may be wanting more, but when you compare yourself to the rest of the planet or to the rest of, you know, the people that you went to college with or the people who are surrounding you, you're doing okay. And even if you're not, you don't feel like you're doing okay. You know that as a technical leader, your earning potential is huge. But you know, because either right now it's not filling the void, but you also know that even if you were to earn more money, that's not gonna fill the void. So what will? So those are the two questions. What is it? What is this something that's missing? And how do I fill the void? So we've worked with hundreds of technical leaders over the last 7 or 8 years now. And one of the things that Rob and I have discovered is that while it is often about the money, it's not about the money ultimately. And that's why I want to hit this straight on, that you're not feeling less than because you're not earning as much as you want to be. That's part of it, right? So if you're feeling like you're underpaid, yes, there is going to be a frustration, a feeling of lack of recognition, a feeling like you're not good enough. Am I good enough? Of course, there's going to be that feeling. But then if you dig a little deeper, you'll see that what's underneath that, the core of your, there's something missing, there's this ineffable, indescribable pain, suffering, or even just low-level like feeling of not full, I'm not whole. So while at the surface, yes, it is about the money, and we have to acknowledge that. For those of us who are money-driven, for those of us who know we can earn more, there's nothing wrong with wanting to earn more money. There's nothing wrong with it. Because if we're adding value and we're being badass, then we deserve for that money to flow our way, just like we take care of our money and the money flows out. The money flows in and the money flows out. The money flows in and the money flows out. Money flows to us in the form of paychecks and other expected and unexpected ways, and the money flows out in the terms of us paying our bills and, you know, paying taxes and buying gifts for people and giving to charity and whatever it might be. And we want to keep that spigot. We want to keep that flow going. That's a huge part of our lives and we can't deny it. And many of you are experiencing an existential, a metaphysical pain that will not go away simply by earning more money. And you know that. So what is this ineffable, indescribable, existential, metaphysical pain / suffering? It's interesting because I know that I acknowledge that it is difficult to describe. This is our lives. Like this is what Rob and I do. Like we every single day we are wanting to understand what you technical leaders, badass technical leaders are going through. And so we're devoted to understanding and having a deep knowing of where you are so that we can meet you there and bring you further. So that we can meet you there and help you climb the mountain. That is your career, your life. And even for us, it's hard to describe. So that's why when Rob and I were talking about, well, what can I talk about on a podcast? I could talk about how this is hard to describe, even for us, where a lot of our attention is based on it, is focused toward it. For you, it's not your profession. It's not your calling to be a coach to technical leaders who are experiencing this, right? So that's what I'm pointing out here. So for you, it's probably even harder to describe because you have other points of focus. But I'm going to attempt to describe the indescribable, as we often do here at the People Stack. There's a variety of different ways to attach words to this feeling of there's something missing. There's something missing in my life. And that's it right there. That's one way to describe it with words. There's something missing in my life. Can't put my finger on it, but there's something missing. And it's not money. It's nothing external. It's not that I want a bigger house. It's not that I want to live somewhere else. Although those might be true, that's not the source of my true pain. That is not at the root of my pain, my suffering, this feeling of, there's more, isn't there? There's more. So another way to describe it. So here's words that some of our clients have used to describe it. Right, it's an ineffable, I can't put my finger on it, existential and metaphysical pain of, I know there's more, there's something missing in my life. I'm frustrated because I know I can do more, that I'm capable of more and yet I'm not. I feel disillusioned because I'm not fulfilling my true purpose here on earth. I know that I'm capable of more. Because God tells me, because the universe sends me signals. If you are someone who is religious or leans into faith or is spiritual, this will really, really strike a chord. Because the highest version of me knows that I can be, I can do, I can have anything that I want. So why don't I? And in that gap of, I know I can do this, but I don't have it, in that gap lies the suffering, the pain, the discomfort of there's something missing in my life. / there's something missing in me. I feel disillusioned. I feel not enough. And not enough in a really deep way. Not just not enough because I didn't get the raise, although that can hurt. Not enough because I'm not living where I want to be. I don't have the relationships that I don't want, right? It's not the not enoughness that you experience when you compare physically in the three-dimensional world to what you have right now, to what you could have. Although that's also can be a very painful, uncomfortable level of there's something missing. The something that's missing is it's within you slash within your connection to God, the universe, nature. So that's why you feel disillusioned. That's why you feel like a shell of yourself. And it may not be acute. It may not be profound. It may just be slight. So it may be something that's happened over time, and it may be something that happens sometimes and not always. And it also may be something that's ever so like the barest, like if the barest touch of a piano key that you just, it's like a little kitten stepping on a piano key ever so gently, and you hear it, but you really have to peel back the layers to feel that level of pain, suffering, discomfort. It's unwanted. It's within you and it's unwanted, this feeling of I can have more. And you may feel demoralized because you're not living to your true potential. There's a more. And also, you may have experienced this more in other areas of your life, but in not every area of your life. You may have experienced it in your relationships, maybe earlier in your career. You may be experiencing it health-wise. These next levels of yes, these next levels of, oh, this is amazing, this is awesome, this is outstanding. But you're not experiencing that in your career and potentially other areas of your life as well. So in other words, there may be this imbalance, which is why you may feel disillusioned, demoralized, like a shell of yourself, because you're not whole. You're not experiencing the outstanding, the extraordinary in every area of your life, and it hurts. And it hurts you to admit that that hurts, because shouldn't you be okay with being okay? And no one can understand it, most people anyway. We understand it. We understand it. Oh, trust me, we get it. But most people don't. Because most people say, oh, why can't you just be okay with being okay? You have a fabulous career, a stable career, a secure career as a technical manager, as a technical leader. You're a tech professional. You have skills and abilities up the wazoo. You're earning good money. You're earning more than your dad did at your age. Be happy. Just be happy. And so then you also might feel shame for not being okay with being okay. So this is what happens when we start peeling the layers back here of it's almost like it's not just that one tone, that one note on the piano keyboard, it's several. And for some of you, it may be like banging the keys and like, oh, I hear it. Like, I hear it. But for others of you, it may be more subtle. It's like the layers of discomfort. It's the layers of pain. It's the layers of unwanted feelings. Not just emotions, but like spiritually, the feeling of being. It's like there's three parts to this discomfort and this unwantedness. On the top is what you see in the three-dimensional world, right? So it's a discomfort of three parts. It's an unwantedness of three parts. And on the surface level, which is relatively easy to see, there's stuff going on in your life that is very describable that you want more of. There's something that's not working in your career, in your life right now. That's why you're listening. Right? There's that I can say with confidence, right? Like utter confidence. You're listening to this right now because there's something in your work, in your life, in your career that is not working right now. That's the first layer of, that's the first part of this discomfort, this unwantedness. You're not earning what you want to be. You don't have the position that you want. You're not in the job that you, that is perfect for you. There's something career-wise, work-wise. You're working 50 hours a week, but you want to be working 30 hours a week, right? You want to be having more of an impact. You want more agency. You want to take on more power professionally, but you don't have it yet. You want more freedom, right? So these are things that are like that first layer that are very easy to describe. And there may be things in the rest of your life as well that aren't working, whether they're, again, your relationship, health, where you're living, any of that, that is just very easy. Like, nope, my house is too small. That's obvious. That's what's not working, right? My relationship, yeah, it feels like I'm living with my roommate. It feels like I'm married to my roommate, right? It's not sexy. It's not juicy anymore. Those are the first layer. That's the first part of this discomfort. The second part, you have to really feel into this, and not everyone's going to see it, and even you are going to have a hard time describing it, but you will still be able to describe the second part of the discomfort. Because the second part of this discomfort, peeling the layers back, like you listen for it and you really feel it, it's there. That's the paycheck isn't really it. The house isn't really it. The not having sex as often as I want to isn't really it. The status of my bank account isn't really it. There's something else that's unwanted. It's not just about what's going on in the three-dimensional world, in the Monopoly game of life, in what I can see, smell, taste, touch, hear. That's the first part of this discomfort. The second part of this discomfort is it's more than that. That it is existential, it is metaphysical, it is in my soul. My soul hurts. My soul feels uncomfortable. There's something unwanted that's poking at my soul and I don't like it. That's that second layer. That third layer, the third part of this discomfort, of this unwantedness, you know it's there. And you really have to lean in to feel it. That is the, oh shit, I'm not living up to my potential. That's the, shouldn't I just be happy? That's the words that might come up, because that's way beneath any of the bank account or there must be something more. It's an acknowledgement that you hear it, see it, feel it. Others may not. Others may sense it, and you may not even want to talk about it. So it's a discomfort of at least three parts that you really have to peel the layers back. And when I say discomfort, I don't mean it's an unwantedness. And I don't mean the kind of discomfort that as long as we just push through it, we're going to get to the other side. So discomfort is there always to say, hey, pay attention. It's resistance. Any discomfort, any pain that you feel is resistance, especially when we're talking about emotional pain, psychological pain, metaphysical pain, energetic pain. It's resistance. So part of you is resisting more. That's what's going on here. That's the diagnosis. That's why you feel this discomfort. That's why you feel this deep level. You have to really lean into it and feel it. I'm ashamed that I am okay with being okay, but I do deserve more discomfort, contraction. You're feeling it because of resistance. Because there's a part of you, metaphysically, but also neurobiologically, that is resisting more. Either because you don't believe that you deserve it, that you should just be living a safe, comfortable, reasonable existence. And also part of you may feel like you're not capable of it, that you don't deserve it, that you're not enough to get more. So those are the layers of resistance that are happening. So, you know, here's another way to describe this pain before I talk about how do you actually fill the void. And it's not by making more money, it's not by having more sex, it's not by buying a new house, it's none of these things. We were talking with a client recently and basically having this conversation of describe to me what this feels like. You know, get to the heart of the pain for you. And he just came out, you know, it was a great conversation. He just came out and said, you know what? Part of me just wants to be practical here. Like, I do want the bigger house and I do want to move and I do want more money, but shouldn't I just be practical? And Rob said to him, let's just call him Bob. It's a nice generic name. We actually don't have any clients, Bob, so we're not. Over the hundreds of clients that we've ever served, we've never had a Bob. Rob's the Bob, although he's Rob, not Bob. So this client, Bob, was saying, shouldn't I just be practical? Getting more money, getting a bigger house, moving the family to dream location, that's just not practical. Shouldn't I just be practical? And Rob said to him, are you sure that practical is what you want? Do you want your tombstone to say, here lies Bob, he was very practical? What do you think Bob's reaction was? Hell no. Hell no, none of us wants that on our tombstone. When we're talking from the highest version of us, when we're connected to the highest version of who we're capable of being, we don't want our tombstone to say, here lies Jen, she was very practical. F no. I want my tombstone to say, here lies Jen, she knew how to live. She lived an amazing, extraordinary experience that was magical and amazing, and she had fun every single day of her life. Something like that. That's what I want. And most people, everybody actually, when you're connected to the highest version of what you're capable of, it's gonna have a similar vibe, just different words. I want the extraordinary. He lived, she lived an extraordinary, amazing, hell yes, life. A life with overflowing yeses in every area of life. Career, work, relationships, physical well-being, mental well-being, everything. Hell yes, let's keep doing this. This is amazing. Yes, 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 yes. That's what we're all capable of. So how do we fill that void? It's not by anything external. The external become the byproducts. I want you to earn more money. I want you to live in your dream house, in your dream location. I want you to have dream relationships with everyone in your life that are full of love. I want you to live fulfilling days that are full of fun. I want you to have all of that. That's why we're here in these physical bodies, is to experience the amazing sensuousness of life on earth, to see, smell, touch, taste, hear, feel all of the amazingness. I want you to have it, and you're going to get it, and they're going to be byproducts of filling the void. You fill the void by realizing, by deciding, by knowing that right now in your life, you've been living the life that you should be living. And instead, what you want is to live the life that you want to be living. I'm going to say that again because this is so, so important. This is the shift. It's about shifting from should to want. It's from shifting from practical, reasonable, safe, secure to amazing. This is what I desire. I'm going to have it. Like extra special, amazing, awesome, superfluous abundance and growth and prosperity. It's shifting from the should to the want. You're experiencing this existential discomfort of there's something missing, but I don't know what, because you're living the life that you think you should be living. Instead, make the shift to living the life that you know, that you feel, that you want to be living. In other words, stop shoulding all over yourself. In other words, stop trying to think yourself to your dreams. Feel yourself to your dreams, your real dreams. Not the ones that are like about that practical existence, but the ones that are like, F that. I only have so much time here in this life, in this human body, and I'm going to enjoy the hell out of every piece of it. And I'm going to live the way that I want to, with integrity, with intention, with love toward everyone else in my life. I'm not talking about saying F you to everyone. I'm not talking about like being completely haphazard and unintentional with your money. I'm not talking about spending money that you don't have. Yeah, but yes, I am talking about investing when that feels good, borrowing money when it's going to move you toward something that you know you want. I'm not talking about saying, you know, like, oh man, you know, my wife doesn't want this thing, so I should just get divorced. Like, no, be very clear here. This is about feeling even more love, even more connection, even more light. It's even more intentional. What do I really want instead of what do I think I should do? Because when you focus on that, here's what I think I should do. I think I should be safe. I should be secure. You can, and here's the thing, you're going to get that safety, that security. It's really what we're talking about, is certainty here. That's what you're saying. I want to be practical. I want to be safe. What you're really saying is I want certainty in all levels of my life. And guess what? There are oodles of certainty available to you, even more oodles of certainty available to you when you lean into what you really want and you become who you're actually capable of being. That's when you feel true certainty, not fake certainty from, oh, cool, the bank account now says there's five figures in it. Great. That's fake certainty. One of my mentors used to say, you want certainty? You want safety? Go to jail. Three hots and a cot. Every single day. Three hot meals and you get a cot to sleep on. There you go. There's, like, if you want that kind of safety, you're actually better off in jail. Now, it's an extreme way of describing it, but it really does make our brain go, ooh, no, I don't want that. Right? It's not that kind of safety that I want. It's not that kind of certainty. Stability. No. Right? It's the stability in knowing, a deep level of knowing, that I am moving toward what I really want, not what I think I should be doing. Shift from the should to the want. Shift from living the life you should be living instead to living the life you want to be living. And it's a journey. It's a journey. For some of you, it may just be like, oh, holy cow. And it may feel like the light switching on and like, I get it now. And this is awesome. And this is amazing. And wow, I've just entered a new amazing era of my life, a new chapter, a new book in my life. But it really is more like a dimmer switch. It's like, oh, okay, I see the light, but it's still a little bit dim. And I'm going to lean into it more. I'm going to lean into it more. I'm going to take actions more from this place of here's what I really want instead of what I think I should be doing. I'm going to condition beliefs, and I'm going to rewrite the history of my life, and I'm going to focus on the future from a place of here's what I really want instead of what I think I should be having. And every day, bit by bit, that light of your dream guiding you instead of your shoulds guiding you gets brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And that is the one way to describe the journey that we take our clients on. So if you're ready to go on that journey, even if you haven't, even if that flip hasn't switched yet, but if what I'm saying is striking a chord, if what I'm saying is resonating at that deep level, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We'll have a conversation. We'll figure out if it's a fit to work together. And if it is, we're going to talk about what it would look like. If it's not a fit to work together, and it not always is, that's still cool. We're still going to offer you resources, guidance, so that you can continue on this journey. You realize that we're not a fit for everyone, but we are a fit for you if this is resonating deeply and you're ready to go on this transformational journey and that you don't want to feel this existential pain anymore of something being missing and you're not quite sure. And then maybe you are sure what's missing, but you don't know how to fill the void for you. Like I've talked about this at very high levels, but how do you make this shift on a day-to-day basis? Tactically, strategically, what does it look like for you to take actions and make decisions and create beliefs from a place of wanting something versus I should do this? For everybody, it's going to be different. And that's why we're here to guide you. So again, if you're looking for that guidance, thepeoplestack.book is the way to reach out and chat. I hear you. I see you. I know you are feeling some level of, I want more, but. I want more, but I don't know what more is. I want more, but I don't know how to get it. I want more, but I'm stuck in this pain, this uncertainty, this fear, this doubt, and I don't know how to get out of it. I want more. And I want you to want more. And that's what we're here to show you, is to get to the heart of the pain, the discomfort, the suffering. You have to do that first. You have to get to the heart of it for you before you can then say, all right, how do I move toward what it is that I want? And we want every single one of you moving toward, expansively, wonderfully, beautifully, juicily moving towards all that you want to be and do and have. Big hugs, everyone. Cheers and aloha. Talk to you again soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs. Aloha and mahalo.